Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a series that I started yesterday talking about effortless change. And I tell you, this has to be one of my favorite things to teach. This is one of the most important things that God has shown me. Of course, I say that about everything I teach, but it's because everything that God has shown me, I believe, is really important. And this follows up perfectly with the series I was doing about how to find, how to follow, and how to fulfill God's will. And I've made some of these points, but now I'm just beginning to zero in on how do you do it? How does this change come? And it can come effortlessly if you take the seed of God's Word and plant it in your heart. God's Word will change you in every area. It will change your emotions. It will change your finances. It'll change your health. It'll change your attitude. It'll change the way that you look at things. It'll change whether you are a pessimist or an optimist. God's Word, if you were to take it, it's just like swallowing seeds, and that nutrition, the power that's in the Word will go throughout your entire body and through your soul and through your mind, and it'll change everything. But this is not how most people are approaching change. Most people just throw a prayer out to God and beseech God, and if they don't see the change that they want, well, then they go to a prayer group and try and get them to pray. But they are continuing to sow the seeds of this world, the seeds of doubt, the seeds of fear, the seeds of worry, the seeds of murmuring and complaining and all of these kind of things. And they are sowing those kind of seeds, and yet they want this harvest. If you could ever get this mindset that your life is going the direction of your dominant thoughts, and your thoughts are controlled by the input that comes to you. Romans 10, 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you are hearing the Word of God, meditating in the Word of God, faith will come, and faith will begin to start producing nothing but love and joy and peace and all of the fruit of the Spirit. If we are listening to this world, and if we are plugged into it, and I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, in our age, with our television, our videos, DVDs, MP3 players, the internet, and all of these things, I believe that this generation of Christians is more plugged in to the information and the knowledge of this world than any other group of Christians has ever been. Therefore, we are having the seeds of fear and doubt and all of these things planted in us, and it is going to take a greater effort on our part than any generation that has ever lived to counter all of this negativism. Well, those are some strong statements, but I believe that I'm describing one of the major things today that is keeping people from experiencing God's best is just the fact that we live in a carnal world, and we are more influenced by the carnal world around us than any other generation of believers that have ever lived on this earth. I guess that's debatable, but that's my opinion, is that we are just being inundated with it. And because of this, traditions and doctrines of men are negating the Word of God. Most of us are more influenced by the world than we are by the Word. And that has to change. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." And that's talking about, you know, going into the house of a rich person and being careful that you don't let him bribe you and influence you by all of the dainties and all of the things that he can offer you. Boy, there's a direct parallel between that and the world that we live in today. And then it goes on to say, because as he thinks in his heart, that's the way that he is. It doesn't matter what his surroundings are like. It doesn't matter whether he's living in opulence, whether he's living in the lap of luxury and all of these things. The way that a person thinks in their heart, that's the way that they are. So you could say it this way, that change starts from the inside out. Most people are trying to get change from the outside in. There's a lot of people thinking, if I could just get a different job, if I could just get a break, and if I had a career, and if I had more finances, and if I had this house, or if I had this car, or if I just had more looks, if I was skinnier, if I was prettier, if I could get this to happen, or if I could just get a different mate, We're looking for all of these external things and thinking that if I could change all of these things, then I'm going to be happy and then I'll be fulfilled. And yet the Bible teaches that it's just the opposite. As you think in your heart, that's the way things are on the outside. That is a major statement. And again, I'm saying that most people, most of you watching this program, I'm sure many of you have had a revelation, but probably the majority of people that are watching this program are praying for change to come externally. And if you could just get your environment changed, these things to change, then you'd have peace on the inside. And yet the Bible teaches it's just the opposite, that change starts on the inside. If you can't change on the inside, if you can't see it on the inside, you won't see it on the outside. And there are many of you, you know, again, recently, if you've watched my program, I taught about hope and imagination, and I was making some of these exact same points, and I did a great teaching on that. That was in that series on how to fulfill God's will. If you missed any of that, you ought to call us and or write and get that series. But this is a tremendous point that if you can't see it on the inside, you'll never see it on the outside, because as you think on the inside, that's the way that your life is going. You know, at first, this is offensive to people because they think, well, I didn't have anything to do with me getting cancer, having a sickness or disease. You're saying that that's the way that I think. You may not have been thinking, I want cancer. You may not have been thinking that I want to die, but your thinking was not in line with God's Word. You weren't thinking that I have the same power that raised Christ from the dead, that I can change my situation, that I am greater, that the power that God placed on the inside of me is greater than any sickness or disease. You were just thinking that you're natural. You're just human. You might have been a very nice person, very calm person. Maybe you were, you know, you aren't mean to anybody. You're just a good old average Joe Blow or whatever, but you've been thinking natural. And then something hits you like cancer, and you know what? The reason that it's having the effect on you and stuff is because of the way you think. If you were to begin to think that, look, every name that has been named in heaven and in earth has been put under my feet. If you can put a name on it, if it's got cancer, if it's got AIDS, if it's got leukemia, whatever the name is, it's under the feet of Jesus. Therefore, it's under my feet. I have authority. Matthew chapter 10, he gave his disciples authority over all sickness. That includes cancer, that includes AIDS, that includes leukemia, that includes anything. Over all sickness, over all disease. And if you were to be thinking that way about who you are in Christ and what you have in your authority, then I can guarantee you, you could overcome those things instead of being overcome by them. But see, most people see something like sickness and disease as something that is totally organic. It is not spiritual in nature. There is nothing to do with the way you think. It's all physical. It's all tangible. Therefore, they are looking for only a physical, tangible answer to this problem. They want to get it cut out, radiated, take a pill for it, or do something. And they don't understand that if you could change the way that you think to where I am not just a mere human being, I am not just susceptible to sickness the way that everybody else is. There is a part of me that is God-possessed. I have the same power on the inside of me that raised Christ from the dead. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 4, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. How do you think Jesus thought about sickness? Do you think when it came to be, you know, the winter that he said, well, it's flu season and I'll probably be the first one to get it? Do any of you really believe that Jesus thought that way? Or do you think that as God, as Creator, that he saw himself able to overcome all sickness and all disease? I personally don't believe that Jesus got sick until he took our sicknesses on his own body on the tree. I believe that he was living victorious over that. And people say, well, yeah, but that was Jesus. The Bible says again, 1 Peter chapter 4, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And it says in John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus was speaking. He says, verily, verily, that means truly, truly. You know why he had to say truly, truly, and he introduced his statement? because he knew that this was going to be so far-fetched, so far different than the average normal way of thinking that people were going to think, oh, he couldn't mean what he said. So he started off by saying, look, I'm telling you the truth. And then he repeated it again. I'm telling you the truth that whosoever believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do because I go unto my Father. Some people get off on a tangent and think, well, the greater works are being on radio and television and we're reaching more people. And, you know, let's just forget the greater works part. What are you going to do with the part of John 14:12 that says, the works that I do shall he do also? I believe that Jesus was able to conquer sickness and disease. And I believe that because I'm a believer, if I will trust in him, I can do that same thing. Now, see, if you begin to have this mindset that I'm describing here, which comes from the Word of God, from the promises, and if you begin to think that way, did you know what? You can walk free from sickness. And if sickness does attack you, I don't believe that all sickness is generated by negative thoughts on the inside of us. We live in a corrupt world, and you could get around somebody who had the flu. And if they cough in your face, you know, you could be exposed to it, not based on some negative thinking on your own, but just through contact with this fallen world and stuff. But if your thinking was correct, and if you were thinking, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, if you were thinking, according to Deuteronomy 28, that no plague will come nigh my dwelling, he'll give his angels charge over me. And if you were thinking according to all of the promises that God gave you, you would be able to overcome any sickness, any disease, anything that came against you. And I know some of you think I'm weird. Well, I think you're weird because you don't think according to what the Word of God says. You know, there was a man, John G. Lake, who lived in the early part of the 1900s. And this man had a revelation of healing, saw great miracles of healing. He's the one that started the healing rooms in Spokane, Washington. And anyway, his ministry has been resurrected. There are still healing rooms all over the United States, all over the world. And he's still having an impact nearly 100 years after his ministry. And anyway, John Lake, I heard a story about him that he was actually granted a license to operate a hospital in Spokane because he saw more results than the medical doctors did. At that time, if I'm not mistaken in the story that I've heard, there was two hospitals in Spokane at that time, and one of them closed down because his ministry was so effective that it literally closed one of two hospitals in the city down. He became so effective, they gave him a medical license. And anyway, there was a plague going on among the people. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but there was this plague, and the doctors, the medical people were helping, and they were putting all of these sick people in these quarantine type of things. And anyway, John Lake was working right alongside some doctors to deal with these sick and dying people. And there was one man that they were working on who convulsed, foamed at the mouth, and died. And one of the medical doctors that was working there looked over at John Lake, not knowing really who he was, and looked over at him when this man died, and he says, man, aren't you glad that we have a vaccination against this disease? And John Lake just looked at him and he says, who has a vaccination? And this medical doctor, when he said that, says, you can't be serious. You can't be working with these people without a vaccination. And John Lake, see, because again, his mindset, he had been thinking that the works that Jesus did shall I do also, and greater works than these shall I do. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus, and no plague will come nigh your dwelling. He gave us power over all sickness, over all disease, and on and on and on, all of the scriptures go. He was thinking that way, and because of it, he was working with these dead people around a communicable disease with no inoculation because he trusted the Word of God. And when this medical doctor found out about it, he just got incensed. You're crazy. You can't be working around this. You're going to die of this plague. And so John Lake said, no germ can touch my body and live. And of course, this medical doctor was skeptical, and he says, you're crazy. And he says, I can prove it to you. So he had this medical doctor take one of these little slides, glass slides that you put under a microscope. And they swabbed some of this foam that had come out of this man's mouth who had just died. and they swabbed that, got this saliva, and put it under a microscope and had the doctor look at it. And you could just see all of these germs moving and stuff under a microscope. And there was all of this plague and these germs in that slide. And then John Lake said, "Watch this." And he just touched his finger to that slide, and instantly all movement stopped. Instantly, all of that disease, that plague, nothing could come near his body and live. And you know, there's a lot of people thinking, "Man, I wished I could do that." Jesus gave every one of us the promises that we can do things like that. But see, most of us aren't meditating in the Word. We don't know what the Word says. And so you may be a very nice man or woman. You may be just the sweetest person. And you love God and you go to church and pray. But you see yourself as only human. You don't recognize the power and the authority that God has put on the inside of you. So when it comes to cancer, when it comes to AIDS, when it comes to some disease, you see yourself as no different than the unsaved neighbor living next door to you. And you think that way. And then when cancer comes your way, you just, "God, why did this happen?" And you pray and you ask God to supernaturally change it. But see, you haven't taken the seed of God's Word and planted it on the inside. You don't know who you are in Christ. You don't know what you have. You don't know your authority. So you're just begging and pleading for God to come touch you and wondering why nothing is happening. And you say, it's so hard to change. It's so hard to change from being sick into being well. It's so hard to change from being poor into being prosperous. It's so hard to get over the discouragement and the fear and the doubt and all of these things. It's because we are not thinking and meditating according to the Word of God. I'm telling you that change starts on the inside. And the number one, I mean by far the number one way of changing the inside of you, the way you see yourself, the way you think. Proverbs 23:7, "As he thinks in his heart, so is he." The number one way of changing your inside is through the Word of God, through meditating in the Word of God. And I'm not talking about just, you know, reading one verse a day, having some kind of a little 5-minute devotion and try and counter 18 hours worth of being awake with 5 minutes of being positive in the Word of God. I'm talking about if you would take the Word, and like that verse I used yesterday in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, says this book of the law, for us that would be the Bible, shall not depart out of our mouth, but we shall meditate therein day and night, that we may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then we will make our way prosperous, and then we will have good success. If you were to change from being just a nice Joe Blow or Jane Doe into being a person who thinks like Christ, that the same power that raised him from the dead lives on the inside of me. Whatever he did, I can do. I have the same power and authority. I am thinking like Christ. I am letting this mind. And if you were to see yourself and get identified with Jesus and start approaching life from that perspective, I guarantee you change would come. You would be promoted in whatever situation you're in, because you would be a person who would be inspired by God, that would have confidence and boldness. You would instantly become a leader. You know, my own testimony, many of you have heard me refer to different things, but I was an introvert. I certainly was not a leader. I was not a leader when I was a kid. But you know what? When I got changed by the Lord and I realized, first of all, how much He loved me, and I felt it emotionally. But then the emotion wore off and I began to panic. And God led me to get into the Word of God. And through the Word of God, I began to renew my mind. And I began to understand how God loved me now, not because I felt it, but because I understood it. I understood that I had become a new creature. And as I began to get the Word in my life, it changed the way I thought. And did you know today, I'm not saying this in a... I'm not trying to promote myself. I'm just saying this really to brag on the Lord and to give a testimony about how change has come through the Word. But I used to be an introvert. I was the one that would have taken the back seat. I was the one that would have hidden. I was the one that did not want to be out front. I was not a leader. I was a follower. But you know what? I got into the Word of God. It changed the way I think. And now I can guarantee you, it's just, if I was in a crowd, if you were to take me and put me in a group of people that nobody knew who I was, nobody had ever heard me, if I didn't tell them anything about myself, I can just guarantee you that I would be in a position of leadership in a very short period of time, because God has changed the way I think, and I'm in union with the Lord. I would be inspired by the Lord with solutions and answers to things. When I was working secular jobs, I guarantee I went in one time in a photography studio because I owed the guy money. He was my landlord, and I didn't have enough money to pay him. And I went in, and he taught me how to develop pictures, and within 2 months, he offered me a joint partnership, 50% of his business. At that time, that was worth $30,000 or $40,000 back in 1976. That was a lot of money. And he offered it to me because in 2 months, I'd transformed his business. I'd pulled him out of bankruptcy. The thing was working. I did things that he told me he had been developing pictures for 20 to 30 years, and he had never been able to do the things. And you know how I'd do it? I'd get in there and pray in tongues, and God gave me creative ideas. I just don't know how to express this any more than I'm expressing it, but I'm telling you that the way to change is not by just praying and asking God, but it's by taking the Word of God. And if you would meditate in the Word day and night, change starts on the inside. The Word of God will change you on the inside. It will renew your mind to who you are. You will begin to start thinking differently and not seeing yourself as only human. I'm not only human. One-third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. One-third of me has been transformed by the power of God. And because of it, I have a can-do attitude that has literally changed my life. And it's changed me in the area of finances. It's changed me in the area of physical healing. It's changed me in the area of leadership. It got me out of being an introvert into being an extrovert. It changed my life in every single area. It's changed my memory. I see things differently. I remember things differently. It's changed my vision about the future. I'm not afraid of things. I was just with a group of people yesterday who were afraid of everything. They were afraid driving up my driveway. They were afraid. We were driving on pavement and they were following me, and we came to a dirt road and they nearly came to a stop. It's probably the first time in their life they'd ever been off pavement. They're just afraid of anything and everything. I'm telling you, the Word of God had changed you to where you wouldn't be afraid of all of these things. Brothers and sisters, I'm giving you a key. If you want to change, and if you want that change to just come effortlessly, just be a natural outgrowth, get into the Word of God. Meditate in the Word. And I can't fully explain this, but I can testify to it and proclaim it, that it's true, that you will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. The Word of God will transform your thinking. Boy, this is good news. This is nearly too good to be true news. It's exactly this simple. It's not necessarily easy. The hardest thing you'll ever do is get to where you turn off all of the attraction and the pull of this world and get to where you just focus on the Word. But it's exactly this simple. You know, I'm out of time today, but our announcer is going to share with you about how you can get this book and study guide that I have on effortless change, the CDs. I'm promising you this would transform your life. So please listen and then call or write today and join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
I had been looking for the more in my life, and someone had given me a teaching tape of Andrew's and had shared another church with me who was also a Charis Bible College affiliate up in Fort Collins. So I began to listen to Andrew's tapes, and seeing that Andrew had the more, was teaching the more that Jesus said we would be doing, the greater, raising the dead, healing the sick, opening blind eyes. So I began to listen to Andrew's tapes, and then I was diagnosed with cancer. So I got every tape that I could, and it was just feeding my belief and starving my unbelief with the Word of God, with Andrew's teachings. He prayed for me just a simple prayer, commanding the cancer to leave my body. I went in for the surgery. I was probably about a week and a half, 2 weeks later. The doctors called me the very next day, which is unusual, and said, "Connie, we don't know what happened. All the cancer was gone." Of course, my husband and I rejoiced, and I said, I know what happened. Cancer was the big sickness that came upon me, but not bigger than a cold for me anymore.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled Effortless Change is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free from our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Today's TV Offer to see all the ways you can get this teaching. Or if you prefer, Effortless Change is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. The first audio teaching in today's series is titled Transformed by the Word. It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but for those who could not or would not give anything, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. On today's program, Andrew mentioned his teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will. This product is available on CD for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources through our website. While there, you can discover more product details and download free additional resources. Or you can order through our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, remember you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in the New England area next week for a Gospel Truth Seminar, July 26th through the 28th, in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 16th through the 18th, and in Chicago at New Life Covenant Church, Sunday, August 19th. He'll also be in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting, September 9th through the 14th, in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 15th and 16th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the annual Andrew Womack Ministers Conference, October 1st through the 5th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
It is not enough for you to have need. Need doesn't motivate God. God is motivated by His own love to meet our needs, and His power is available. But the thing that will release or appropriate this power of God is faith.